calls here. We got a bunch of breaking news we'll get to later. Let's go to another disagreeer. I love that last one. That was amazing. He's absolutely right. I agree with him. Jeremy in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
I listen to you all the time. I buy your supplements, support you 100%. But this Iran war thing, I want your opinion. Is it not possible that Z, Putin, and Trump, like, all sat down, hey, let's do this Iran war thing. Somebody's got to lose face. We got to put the world in a crunch for the new financial system. And is it possible that that's happening and forcing all the oil to come by from us instead of...
Yes, Trump's talking, that's one angle, that if they kill production there, it comes here. And also it cuts off China and their IMEC corridor and their Belt and Road. That's true, but I already had economists on and I agree with them. That's long-term. Short-term, this will kill the recovery and up interest rates and create inflation and kill his plan. And again, the Pentagon... The Pentagon told Trump don't do this. The media likes to cover that up.
Right.
It's not like I just said this myself.
No. I agree. He's a spiteful person. You tell him not to do something, he's probably going to do it. But I also feel like we need this financial crunch to end the Federal Reserve, end the IRS, bring in the blockchain, the XRP. That's who I really believe. Bitcoin is, I don't believe in that at all.
Well, just remember, Jeremy, I said 73 days ago, I hope it was successful. I mean, believe me, but I'm just, it's not been. The Pentagon was right. So what does Trump do now?
Right.
What's he do now?
He's got to finish it. He's got to finish it. I either walk away from it and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I was led into it by Mossad, Israel, whatever it is. And what the goal that he wants, he's not going to get. He thinks it's going to be quick. As a businessman, I get that you want stuff to be done quickly, but there's a right way to do it as well.
We're 2.5 months into this, and the mullahs could fall now. It's still a long shot, but I think it's better than 92% now, maybe 75% chance they could. But, I mean, it's a gamble, and we shouldn't have a foreign government running our foreign policy.
And see, I think that... What if that's part of it, too? What if that's exposing it and putting it out there more and more, waking more people up like you have? Like, I used to not even know who you were. And about 9 months ago, you know what? Let's listen and see what this guy has to say. Don't be so negative. You know, the whole Sandy Hook thing, like, I took the bait on that. And, like, how could he say that about kids? And come to find out, obviously, you didn't. And it's just a big game, and they tried to ruin you, but you still stood up and fight, and that made me want to stand up and fight and tell people, anybody that will listen to me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist anymore. I'm a conspiracy truist.
Well, that's right, but let's be clear, Jeremy. It's listeners like you supporting me is the reason I was stayed on air. Yeah, I got the fight at me, but it's not. I don't get the credit. God gets the credit working through you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I agree with that caller, too. So let's talk to Ryan in California, Nick, and Jefferson and Sam and many others straight ahead. Got a lot of callers straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds, going right back to your callers. Really appreciate you all and can't do it without you. So just remember that. Whatever you do, share our new news site with the video feeds, alexjoneslive.com. That's alexjoneslive.com. I need to be able to stay on air. We had a massive effect exposing their COVID rollout, and we're key globally in warning the public, teaching people real things that protected you, and getting the lockdowns and fraud to stop. The enemy's back. We need to stay on air. You are the Paul Revere's. Your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. We make it easy to support us because the products are amazing. I only sell you things that really work, so you get it and it blows you away. It's so good and you want to get it again and again and again. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a flash sale that's going for 48 hours that launched last night, that runs until tomorrow evening, Tuesday night at midnight. Buy one Shilajit gummies, amazing, huge bottle of them, and get one Shilajit gummies free. Buy one Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine out there, private label, the top brand in the U.S., and get another Ultimate Creatine free. That is a massive deal. Now, if you don't know what Shilajit is, it's not all equal. Mainly out of the Himalayas, but it's also in some other mountain ranges. It'll have an earthquake, and then it's just this million-year-old black goo.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Yeah, there's a storm on the loose.
sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead. Cannot decode, my whole life spins into a frenzy.
We're taking callers that disagree with me. We just took a few of them. I agree with everything they said. I think it's kind of a misunderstanding. That caller from Scotland was incredible. Let's go to a caller in California, once the most beautiful state in the Republic, even overall, even prettier than Hawaii. Just the total state's amazing. Now a communist New World Order hellhole. By design, to try to pull the whole country down like a black hole. Let's go to Ryan in California. Disagree? Go ahead. Tell me what you disagree about.
I totally agree with that statement you just made, for sure. Hey, just to piggyback on the last two callers, I just want to translate what the one guy said about spirituality into Christianity. We need to pray more. Obviously, we need some healing. And then the other caller talking about the war itself and creating some long-term gain as far as the Fed. I don't agree with going into... Never have agreed to go into Iran. I do agree, however, that a blockade, a long-term blockade, pulling back into the Gulf and keeping the Indian Ocean traffic and kind of patrolling and keeping that in line is actually, in the long term, very good financially. In the short term, it's not, but in the long term, overall, it is.
I mean, I overall think I agree with most of that. I mean, elaborate.
Well, so I did a little AI research on what could happen if we kept the blockade going for the length of Trump's term. It actually is very favorable on our part because we can actually use the oil that we're selling to leverage the world like we're doing with China and Europe. Long term, we get our agreements. And we kind of put everyone in check around the world.
Yeah, but did you ask AI to compare the increase in inflation to what it would do for us and then what it would do to the third world with lack of fertilizer? We're talking about tens of millions conservatively starving to death. That's not a very nice moral thing to do. Oh, we'll do better to dominate the world. Let's turn off all these countries' food.
I'm not talking about dominating the world. I'm talking about keeping...
But I'm saying, if they keep it closed for a year, let's say it works out for us, which I don't think it will. I get it does some things positive here, but negative there on inflation and interest rates and the rest of it. It's already happened. What about all the people it's going to kill from not getting fertilizer?
We have to ramp up fertilizer where we can, and we can do that once we start distributing...
We already missed the growing season. Already, American farmers can't get half the fertilizer they need. It's even worse in other countries.
In that short term, I agree with you. However, just the AI research I did, long term, we can actually end central banks throughout the world and definitely end the Fed based on the financial outcome of controlling the oil in general. So short term pain, long term gain.
Well, you know, all AI does is take a bunch of, quote, respected sources, which means CNN, New York Times, authoritative sources is the word, and then it aggregates that and spits it back out. So, you know,
if you argue with it, if you argue with it, it gives you something else. Just real quickly, that's a point of disagreement. As far as Trump, I don't think he's a messiah, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny. I think we put too much faith in him. Everyone's invested far too much into him.
No, I agree. No one's coming to save you but yourself.
He's just the man, and that's it. And then something that bothers me is all the Jewish talk and the division, and I prefer the term cabal. We know rabbinic bloodline flows outside of Israel. So I just don't like the Jewish talk. There's still the Torah Jews who are very different than the
No, it is definitely a diverse group of ideas and peoples, but the global Zionist, Likudnik, Greater Israel crowd, that's who's in the driver's seat over Israel and the Jewish lobby worldwide. I mean, do you agree with me on that?
I call them the cabal rather than say the word Jew, or I call them the cabal. And so as the cabal, we know the cabal always takes six sides of an issue. Anytime they're doing anything, they take all six sides. And so there's really limited movement. And unfortunately, Trump put himself inside those six sides. And so he's got to choose the pathway that works the best for the best outcome. And so I think he was going, like you're stating, going on the right path for a very long time. And unfortunately, he was put within that box where the cabal controls all six sides. And at one more point, no one talks about the hypersonics enough. I mean, they bring it up every once in a while. Hypersonics are no joke. If you have the right one, you're gonna hit somewhere in America. It doesn't have to be a nuclear weapon. So I think that would be the only reason I would say to have to go into Iran and have to get all that and root that all out, and might be the reason for the blockades themselves.
All right, I appreciate your call. Yeah, I get this theme. Oh, it'll get our oil production up. It'll help us. That takes a year or more. And by then, it derails the Trump recovery plan. The numbers are clear. It's already come out as we predicted. So I think the proof is there that in the long term, sure, this will probably help the U.S., but short term, it kills the recovery. By the way, we're getting the video clip. We're getting it ready. Put up the Drudge Report. I thought it was bad a month ago when he said, I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, or people with daycare for their kids. I'm a wartime president. We got to focus on war. Now, I don't think about American financial situation. Power prices climb 61%. Inflation accelerates. I mean, if I was the Democrats, I would, and I wanted to win, and Trump was my agent. I'm not saying he's agent of Democrats. I'm saying I would tell Trump to make statements like that. He's 79. He's exhausted. Just like the caller just said, it's not 10D chess. It's not even 3D chess. It's checkers at this point. He's got the American system and goodwill that we have left behind us, and this is just a nightmare. I mean, this is just not good. I'm going to trust in God, but I'm going to call things out when I think it's bad. Wow. Nick in Florida disagrees. You're on the air, Nick. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, Alex.
Hey, welcome.
I've been listening to, I probably haven't missed a show since 2015. But, I've heard you talk about his MO is full horsepower women. I understand that's what it looks like publicly, but people have hidden perversions. Okay, Trump ran beauty pageants for young women in New York City, 18-year-old girls, 19-year-old girls. He's on a late-night talk show saying very disgusting, like implying incestual things about his little daughter. Everybody's seen this clip where he says, oh, if she wasn't my daughter, and this is when she was a teenager. I think he sampled part of the product. I think it's the elephant in the room. What about that guy Bazarian you had on, whatever his last name was? You know, there's over 3 million Epstein files that haven't been released. And if it's not underage girls, it could be any type of kinky sex. I mean, he's not a Christian. Who knows what he got into when he had, you know what it's like. When you get in New York City, there's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of places to find vice if you're looking for it. Who knows what they got on him? And as far as Melania not being a prostitute, I think it's actually more likely that she was an Eastern European Ukrainian, or what is she? What is her nationality again? I can't remember exactly, but Slovakian? But who says she's not a prostitute? Who says she didn't start off as a prostitute, as a model in Eastern Europe? That's extremely common. You haven't seen all the evidence either. What is in these Epstein files to make Trump completely flip on a dime? All of a sudden, and if he has religious views, they're Zionism. I mean, he just needs to tell people that, look, I'm not a Christian. I'm a Zionist. This Shabbat thing, you say it's no big deal. That's a huge deal. It's also a big deal when you invite these Indians in to do Hindu. Look, in the Old Testament, you could be any Christian denomination. You know that God says that any of the pagan gods are demons, okay? I mean, there's a lot of evidence that Epstein worshiped Baal. That's the same Old Testament God that they're worshiping the Jews.
Okay. You've been going a while. Let me just unpack what you said. You're saying you disagree with me that Trump didn't have sex with underage girls. I never saw any evidence of that. The Jane Does that came out turned out to be fake people that didn't even exist. All the real victims said they never saw Trump, around any of the kids or any of that. The two that worked at his Mar-a-Lago said that he was always a gentleman and never really talked to him. And then he kicked Epstein out over recruiting Giuffre. Virginia Giuffre. So, but I've been clear for over a year. He's clearly covering up for his friends. He told MTG that he doesn't want to embarrass his friends. So it doesn't matter. He's guilty of a cover-up and by extension, an accomplice to the crime. So whenever I say I've not seen evidence of him doing it, that's just the evidence. It's not then I'm saying whatever's going on is okay. So that's kind of a straw man argument. On the you know other areas of what you were saying, I mean, you said so many things. What were the other points?
My point is that you've said.
I remember. No. Hold on. I remember the other one. It's totally wrong to have Israel running our foreign policy and trying to control our domestic. It's wrong to have them spending billions of dollars on our domestic elections. It's illegal. It should be stopped. Okay, so that's where I stand. So you were kind of implying something else. And Trump is the president of the country. And so we have a separation of church and state. And so I know Trump more than anybody has put protections for Christians, gotten major funding so women don't have abortions and get the baby paid for and adopted. He marches at the, goes to the pro-life marches, march for life that no other Republican ever did. But he does have the Indians and the Muslims in the White House for their holidays and the Jews and does little proclamations to make people feel good. I don't think him doing that, which I know people are going to say it's the end of the world or something, maybe it is. I was simply saying that's not, to me, the big sellout. The sellout is having Israel run our domestic policy. But maybe it is bad. I don't know. But to say then, oh, he's had Hindus in the White House or whatever, I mean, that's what presidents do is they have groups for the White House. That makes sense?
Look. It does make sense. I think you're kind of oversimplifying what I said. I saw a credible witness that said that she had to put on a glove. She was at 13, worked at an Epstein sex party in New York City, that place he owned in New York City. And she had to, an aide said, you have to put on a glove to service Mr. Trump. That fits his M.O., okay? I know you have
No, I remember a bunch of those women were actresses. I remember seeing those.
Okay, if you say so. If you say so.
Do you think E. Jean Carroll's telling the truth?
No, of course not. Dude, I'm a fan of yours, okay? I'm not a libtard. I've read hundreds of
books. All I'm telling you is my business. Hold on. I'm just not going to. I'm not mad at you, Nick, but what I do is call balls and strikes. Doesn't mean I'm always right. Okay? So I've already said Trump is guilty of covering up Epstein, makes him as guilty as anybody doing whatever. After the fact, an accomplice to it. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's a disaster. So let's just get it clear that I want people to focus on the Epstein files. I want more of it released. Clearly, Trump has been involved in a cover-up. That's wrong. I'm just saying, I went and ran down these Jane Does. I went and ran down the videos where the woman says all that, and it turned out she was an actress. You can look that up. So, and E. Jean Carroll, oh, rape's hot. Oh, God, I love it. Oh, so great. Crazy cat lady. She said that she was wearing this Vogue outfit that wasn't put out for 3 years after, she says, 30 years later, he grabbed her. So that's all I'm saying is that where there's meat and potatoes, I'll go there. Go ahead.
I know that's BS. I just think he sampled the product. You've seen the clip where he says that creepy stuff about his daughter, right, when she was a teenager? That was on a late-night talk show. That was like 10 years ago, maybe over a decade ago. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's not just one clip. I've seen at least five clips.
Yes. And just
let me talk.
Just maybe, okay, go
I'm
ahead.
Busy covering up for Trump right now, so let me cover up for him.
No, I don't think you're covering up for Trump. I think.
Well, let me just finish then. Let me finish. We played the clips before. He said on Howard Stern the creepiest stuff. 3 or 4 clips, comments about, you know, I'd date my daughter if she wasn't my daughter. And he laughs. It's a dirty joke he's telling. Definitely not a joke I would tell, and I got 3 daughters. So that's creepy. And then, yeah. But then you see the zone flooded with AI videos cut in with real videos of him with 20-something-year-old women at a bikini contest or beauty pageant, and then they cut those in with AI videos of, like, 5-year-old girls. And so the zone got flooded with all that. That's what I'm just saying. You have to be careful about knowing the background of each piece. Does that make sense?
I understand. I'm just saying they got something on him. I know it's not the Satanism. I don't think it's a Satanist. I don't think it went to the hardcore stuff.
Well, did you hear me? Did you hear me all the whole show? The first hour, second hour, saying he's definitely compromised on the Epstein thing.
Yes, we just don't know what it is. And I think he sampled the product.
No, we do. We do know. Maybe he did. Okay. Maybe he raped 5,000 children and cut their heads off. I don't know. What I'm telling you is, hold on. I appreciate your call. I was told by people in the cabinet meeting that Kash Patel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent and said, we're not investigating this foreign connection or accomplices. And I asked, why am I being given this from two sources? They said, because we're scared to do it. We know you'll do it. Months later, exactly what I said to the day came out that indeed that happened. No one cared about a real order to stand down an investigation into foreign involvement in Israel. No one cares because it's cut and dry, real. People want to cover Fort Huachuca with a known con man because that's a dead end. I'm not attacking Candace over that. That's why I legitimately said, hey, we've got all this real stuff. Let's look at this. No, we're going to cover all this stuff that's BS, okay? And so it's the same thing. We have Ludnick living next door lying about it. We have Ludnick going to the island lying about it. We have Ludnick and insider trading on 9/11 and with the tariffs. That alone, Trump is defending him. That means he's part of it. And Trump told MTG, she called me a week before she resigned. I texted her. She called me. I'm sitting on my back porch, had a long conversation. She said, I think I'm going to have to resign. Don't tell anybody that. You know, he told me, I don't want my friends embarrassed. She said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's just embarrassing, so we're not going to do it. And they told Boebert that and all the rest of them. Trump later came out and said, oh, this is embarrasses people. It's all bull. The point is, it's cut and dry what we know he did, and he did basically order a cover-up and tried to block what we got, the 3.2 million files in Congress. So it's done. He ordered a cover-up. It's got cannibalism, devil worship, human cloning, Mossad operations, MI6, CIA, human trafficking, sex slavery, all of it. And it's not Trump that we know of, but what has been released. It doesn't matter because he covered it up. Do you get that? My point is that no one wants to focus on what is confirmed. Everyone wants to continue. It's this weird mental thing to focus on speculation. Give me the proof. It'd be like if I heard from neighbors that they saw, you know, somebody burying somebody in their backyard. You got witnesses, you get a warrant, you go, you dig up five dead bodies in the guy's backyard. And there's a neighbor over the fence going, he's got a farm 20 miles away with other dead bodies. I'm like, great, show me the farm, let's go there. But right now I'm digging up these bodies. I got them. So the debate is over, but see, it's this thing of keeping you in the debate. I say keep investigating, bring it all out. But not, oh, I saw this credible woman that, you know, she had to jack him off with a glove. That's been proven to be an actress. And people go, oh, you're covering it up. No, I'm not. We have to go after the real stuff. We cannot go after stuff that's been disproven. And again, I go back to the caller, because it's not about the caller. It's about this mindset where he thinks he's disagreeing with me about Trump and Epstein when I'm on record saying that it's a cover-up and he's now joined it. So I said it about eight times to you. I'll say it again, okay? Stop misrepresenting what I say and what I stand for. I can't stand it. But you're so set that I'm slow rolling something or I'm covering something up, you won't turn it loose. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? I appreciate your support. I'm not mad at you. I'm just extremely frustrated at this point. Now, I'm going to finish up with these callers, but I really got to cover up for Israel because that's my main job. I'm joking. I need to get into the World Jewish Congress and the insane stuff they're up to and what they're doing. And I also have this Trump clip. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. I mean, I'm going to play that when we come back. Let's go to one more caller right now. Who's been holding the longest here? Sam in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I've actually got six things written down here. I'm just going to kind of rapid fire the points, and then we can talk on them. So first one I have is the war with Persia could be a trial. And what I mean by that is, you know, one of the theories, which okay, it's not really a theory. Israel strikes Persia first. We're in between Israel and Persia, so we get caught in the crossfire. Well, reason why I say that could be a trial, what if Europe tries to do the same thing to Russia? Europe strikes Russia first, and because we're in between Russia and Europe, then we wind up getting caught in the crossfire. They're already flying drones through the Baltic states and making Russia, I think Russia may have downed a couple of them over there, hacked them and redirected them or something. But, you know, it could be the same kind of thing, but instead of it being Persia, it could be Russia the next time. So, you know, I think we need to get out of Middle East. I think we need to get out of NATO. amen, right? Next thing is just an idea for Trump. I'm sure the courts would eventually overturn this, but it'd buy us at least 6 months anyway. No fuel exports until gasoline's under $2. You know, let's take care of Americans first, and then the world can get the scrap that's left over. Because I'm more worried about our economy than I am their economy, just to be blunt. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he could throw that in executive order. You know, make sure that our needs are met, then you can export. So, thought there. Another one that I've been trying to bring up for a while, there's actually some technology that I think is semi-viable, and a lot of it's through universities for small-scale nitrogen production, and I would love to see somebody that's an entrepreneur do a deep dive into this and see if it's if they can make it viable enough to start selling this stuff. But basically, it's a local nitrogen concentrator that runs an arc of electricity through nitrogen and a mist of water and produces ammonium nitrate infused water. And that could be a replacement for the Haber-Bosch process. And I know we've already missed growing season, but, you know, maybe for the next growing season, at least a few could have it. And farmers could start getting, you know, off of dependence of natural gas for their fertilizer. And my understanding is these units for a farm run, you know, $15,000-ish dollars or something. So I think that's a big one. So
yeah, that's a great idea. You need to hold over and finish your other 4 points quickly.
Yeah.
We're going to break. But what was your first point? Because I got stuck on the second one. Your first point. Oh yeah. What was your first point?
Yeah, it was war with Persia could be a trial for a war with Russia.
Yeah.
So Europe could drag us in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, NATO's already war game hitting Russia first to drag us in. So that's not a theory. You're right. That's actually right. So I want to hear your other points when we come back, real quick. And then I'm going to hit Trump's newest insane statement, and then the World Jewish Congress. Let's talk about lizard people. Good God. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed. And it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and energy and libido and everything else. We have private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com the top rated brand in the United States over a year ago. So when you get our Shilajit, you are getting the top rated brand private labeled by us at a price a little bit lower than it's sold at Whole Foods and in stores around the country. We don't reinvent the wheel. Most of our products are just a private label of whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the best. That's what we go out, we get, we private label it. You get it from us, it funds the operation. So, if you've never taken our Shilajit, this is about last year, it's got 5-star ratings, 90%+ reorder rate, thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one Shilajit naturally flavored gummies, pineapple, get one Shilajit gummies bottle free. It's a huge bottle full of these delicious gummies. Just take one a day. It's ultra concentrated, the highest quality Shilajit, and a bunch of other super nutrients as well. Also, ultimate creatine. Not all creatine is created equal. Everybody knows it's great for muscles. It's even better for the brain. Look up creatine and Alzheimer's or brain boosting. We have the very best creatine, the very best type. Read the type it is. Look it up. We're not making that up. We want to sell you what really works. You can get Shilajit gummies, the very best, with the best creatine, in a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale right now. So either one of those, the Shilajit gummies, the ultimate creatine, you have 48 hours as of Sunday night. It ends May 12th. You have 2 days to take advantage of this right now at thealexshowstore.com. Now, there's another big sale that ends in a couple days. Three different bundles. The Modern World Survival Stack, normally $147, now $89. Shilajit Capsules, Atomic Defense Immune Booster. It's good for your whole body. The Irish Sea Moss Capsules for a massive discount. That is the Modern World Survival Stack. We have the Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite Detox, highest quality private label of zeolite that detoxifies spike protein, heavy metals, draws it out. So important, an incredible zeolite detox defense with the T3, best iodine on the market, the most pure on the atomic chart. One of the main things the enemy does is make sure there's not good iodine in the food supply. We have the very best, or most of the iodine that's out there is bound to another element, so you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. It's incredible. T3 Trifecta iodine and bovine colostrum, a private label, the highest quality bovine colostrum out there. Women already know about this. It's the main thing women buy from us, but it's your skin, your hair, your eyes, everything. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just super powered. That is what this is, concentrated bovine colostrum. Normally $148, now $99. And some other big sales are about to end as well. Take advantage of them now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. Be the reason we stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. Be a VIP. Get $40 to spend free in the store now as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind.
Yeah, I never give up, because I know we've already had such great success against tyranny, and God's watching. But I don't get the credit. It's the viewers and listeners out there that have spread the word, prayed for us, and bought the products at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the reason we are still here. So when you call and thanking me, I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight, because we're in the fight together. Now, I'm going to finish up with this caller and then race through this news so I can try to finish up with Stephanie, Paul, Ben, and Jason. That'll be it for calls. Sorry to all the others. And then you got the War Room coming in here with the War Room Live with Harrison Smith. So be sure and tell everybody about that, because we want to reach more people. That's why we're doing this. That's everything. So thank you. But, and I shouldn't spend so much time arguing with the guy about Epstein earlier, because I'm not arguing with him. All right? This is a disaster. And so some people will say, well, then why are you going to support Trump on his border policy or trying to end the Ukraine war? I mean, Trump is basically dead to me over the Epstein stuff. And the Iran thing, I could even halfway forgive, thinking he's the right thing to do. This Epstein thing, but I'm still going to support Tulsi Gabbard and other good people, RFK Jr. administration, because we know the Democrats, as bad as Trump's gotten, are 100 times worse. That's all. And Nick Fuentes is on Thursday to debate with me, you know, vote Democrat. That'll show the Republicans. The Republican establishment loves that. We have a major beachhead that's almost got control of the Republican Party. We had control of it until Trump went sideways. So I don't think anybody can disagree with me that has a level head. Sam, you made two interesting points, but you got four others, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I got three of them. That was the war with Persia, the trial, the no fuel exports until gas under two. And then,
by the way, I totally agree with that, 100%. Yep. America first, great idea.
Yep. All right, so point four, Lyme disease, that's been popping up a lot lately. There actually is a cure for it, and I can drill down into details if you want, but it's a two-step process. Step one is an enzyme cocktail, natokinase, lumbrokinase, and serrapeptase. And what you're trying to do is crack the protective shell around the bacterial colony. Then you hit it with an antibiotic, and it kills it. And if you really want to toss in for good measure, it's one of the few uses that at least I actually like silver for, colloidal silver, because if it ever tries to reform the shell, it will suck in all those positive ions, and it'll polish it off. I generally prefer iodine, but this is like one like rare exception where silver can, you know, actually really help with something.
All right, great point. Thank you. I've heard of that before. I wish you a whole show on that. I remember Joyce Riley talking about that 20 years ago. What's the other point?
Yeah, so this is just a personal thing, but I'd love to see a Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. independent ticket.
I would too.
And then the last point was, is there was a lot of talk a while back on whether they were trying to start the Battle of Gog and Magog. But having watched how things are unfolding, I think that the third seal might be a little bit better description. And that's, and I'm paraphrasing here, where you get a quart of wheat for a day's wage, three quarts of barley for a day's wage. That seems more realistic, once looking a year, 2 years down the road on this.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you. Some days we take calls and they're okay. Some are great. Some are okay. But hands down, today's callers have been amazing, even the ones I disagree with. Amazing calls. Amazing. I'm so blessed and honored to be able to talk to all you great people out there. We're going to finish up with a few callers. The lady hung up, but Paul, Ben, and Jason here in a moment. But first, so about a month ago, Trump says, I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid, or daycare for Americans. We are now a war economy, and I've got a war to fight. And then the war is for Israel. Now Trump says it's not possible, let's put that back up, for the United States, again, to care about Medicare, Medicaid, and all the rest of it. You've already seen that clip. I just want to remind you of that, okay? Now Trump came out today, leaving to get on Air Force One to go to China, and said, I don't think about Americans' financial situation when negotiating with Iran war. Now, he knows they're holding his hostage with the strait. He knows it's destroying the world economy. It's going to starve a bunch of poor people to death, places like Africa and Asia. And so he's basically saying, I don't care if you put a gun to my head. Well, the gun's not to your head. It's to everybody else's, Trump. You're running around with your gold toilets and gold everywhere and, you know, your kids making tons of money off all the Bitcoin, whatever. The point is this is a Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. Now, in the French Revolution, it came out later, they said, they're starving, open up the granaries, you know, give them food. And she said, no, let them eat cake. She didn't do that. That was propaganda. But they got her and cut her head off regardless. They stormed the Bastille. Trump is literally saying, let them eat cake here. And you could not hand the Democrats a better weapon 6 months out from the midterms. I mean, these will be in TV ads by tomorrow. When I saw it a month ago, I said, that'll be a TV ad by tomorrow. They ran TV ads of Trump saying, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. We're a war economy. I don't think about American financial situation as power prices climb 61%, inflation accelerates, CPI 3.8. That was the worst peak of Biden's level. So inflation is out of control, all because of the straits. And it's just getting worse. Here is the new whopper statement of Trump, completely tone deaf, bull in a China cabinet. And I'm supposed to just, oh, it's 50D chess. No, it ain't. Here it is.
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all. That's the only thing that matters.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things. They can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
I mean, mean, what do you say to that? You talk about handing Democrats a victory. I thought that statement a month ago could not be any worse. I didn't think you could top it. He just did it. And it's like the callers earlier, they're like, well, it'll make our oil production go up, so in the end we win. Yeah, it takes at least a year. Meanwhile, the fertilizer's cut off and tens of millions starve to death, conservatively. And people are like, well, whatever. So, okay. Great. I'm glad you're optimistic. We'll see how it works out. But I am just godsmacked, poleaxed, dumbfounded by, play that first clip, the new clip again. He's about to get on Marine One to fly off on Air Force One to meet with Xi Jinping. And he says, I don't care about the economy. I don't care about America's economy. Well, you know that we were on the verge of bankruptcy and your plan was a great plan. You know the globalists want us to go bankrupt. You know they want to lower our credit rating. They already started to do it at Moody's and the rest of it. And so what do you think allows us to have this military and all this? It's all interconnected. Oh, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I thought you obliterated it, Midnight Hammer, last year. No, you want regime change because Israel has got control of you. Whatever it is, and I think it's Epstein. We know you're covering it up, but we have to speculate, is that it? I don't know. But man, Trump just makes it hard to not be on his ass. I mean, it's just like every hour some new put his foot in his mouth. At least we put our foot in his butt when he said we're going to kill all the Iranians and turn them into glowing cinder when I thought we're trying to save them. I said, stop that 25th Amendment. He came out there and said, no nukes. He's back to that again. So this is just out of control. I think the doctors are right. I'm not saying this is a fact, but I've studied it and I've seen it in family. I think he has frontal lobe cerebral cortex dementia. Everything else is operating, but he kind of goes in and out because he'll just contradict himself five or six times a day. That's not art of the deal. That's not keeping the enemy off balance. That is Trump on autopilot. I mean, you see him walk out to a speech like, and this is the guy in control of the nuclear weapons. And the Democrats are like, great, put us in charge. Oh, yeah. Let's take a guy with a little bit of dementia and get rid of him when he means well and put you a bunch of psychotic devil worshipers in control. No, thank you. That's why we're in so much trouble. We're just surrounded by this stuff. Let me get to this and your phone calls. I'll have to get more into this tomorrow because since this came out this morning that they've done more. So they have the World Jewish Conference. That's the mothership of all the little ADLs around the world with censorship and control wading into globalism to go, oh, we're the ones censoring. You have the EU, the UK, the globalist big tech. And Israel's like, we're going to really get it done. And we run the censorship. You know, the head of Meta censorship. Yes, Jews run censorship. And if you say we run it, we'll ban you. It's like, make me the villain. So the president of the World Jewish Congress says their influence across Europe and America significantly declined despite spending millions of dollars on propaganda. $500 million and $760 million, that's the new funding, out of Israel alone for propaganda in America. How much is that? $760 million and $500 million. And that's what we know of. And the eight-front war and all this crap. And then we have an even more bizarre statement at the same podium by Mathis Dopferner saying, I'm a goy and I'm a Zionist. Under that, he goes, under that, I'm not a human, I'm a cow, and I'm a cow owned by Jews. I am Moo the cow. And we must do whatever Israel says. I mean, this is a cult, folks. This is crazy. So go ahead and play these two clips back to back. Here they are.
Since October 7th, all Jewish organizations in the United States together have spent upwards of $600 million fighting this avalanche of anti-Semitism. I have one question. Has it helped? Has all this money stopped, even slowed down the hatred against us? The answer is no. all the efforts from TV commercials to full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world the facts have accomplished very little.
Pause. Play from the start again. I love how this is the head guy, and he knows it's 600 mil. No. You just earmarked another 760 mil, Jerusalem Post. My point is, there have been stories out about me before that are a total lie. And there's such a lie, I sit back and I think about it about an hour and I go, am I going to counter this? No, it'll create a strategy on the fact I'm not going to talk about it. So maybe it's not just Trump that has cerebral cortex dementia, frontal lobe dementia. Maybe it's the World Jewish Conference. Because let me tell you, if you think another $760 million trying to censor and shut everybody up with what's going on is happening, that's like throwing gasoline on an open fire. And some listeners are like, shut up, Jones, don't tell them that. Do you understand what's going to happen when Israel gets overrun? They're going to use nuclear weapons. Okay, this is crazy town, okay? You think attacking Iran's bad? This is way worse, okay? You think the average Jew over in Israel has any understanding of this? No, they're just like Americans. They just buy the propaganda. This is so bad, folks. I'm trying to take the keys away from somebody on PCP, basically. The Jewish leadership doing this needs a straitjacket. All right, go back to it.
Since October 7th, all Jewish organizations in the United States together have spent upwards of $600 million.
Way more than that.
Fighting this avalanche of anti-Semitism. I have one question. Has it helped? Has all this money stopped? Even slowed down the hatred against us?
Hit pause again. Let me give a message to Jewish conference leader Ronald Lauder. Mr. Lauder, let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. I know you think you're the center of the universe. There's a fourth turning, guaranteed mega turning we're in, a global revolutionary cycle that has been going on since history was recorded. Every 87 years, 87 to 89 years. It's a two-year differential. This is guaranteed, like 1776 and so many others, okay? Notice 1776, we had revolutionary, it was all over the world as well. This is a cycle, okay? So you see people opposing your interest in what you want to do, and you make it all about you. You've now become the face of the establishment during a global revolutionary turn. And you wonder why the more you push against it, the why it gets worse, because it's an unstoppable force. Why don't you just come and join us for the big win, a pro-human future? You can't beat us. Why don't you just join us? Seriously. You're in a fourth turning, and you've now made it all about you and literally say, we the Jews are under attack. We control all this stuff. We're going to fight this tide. You cannot fight it. You can't get us all killed, though. You've made yourself the focal point of the bad guys. And you've seen the change happening and waded in to get full control. The people immediately see you as the establishment. You're now the most unpopular country in the world. You have just supercharged your own destruction. And then you wonder, what are you going to do? More censorship, more control, more attacks. Oh, that's going to work really good. What's Princess Leah tell Governor Tarkin? You can't win. The more you squeeze, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. That's how this works. Let's go back to it.
The answer is no. All the efforts from TV commercials to full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world.
Hit pause again, back in 10 seconds. This guy's like 80 years old. He's drooling. We bought all the full-page ads. They ain't working. We bought all these $100,000 ads. He sounds like Bernie Sanders. They're not working because nobody reads that newspaper except dinosaurs like you. We bought all the full-page ads. They're not working. Somebody get me my oatmeal and my colostomy bag. little note to the Jews out there. You might not want to have 85-year-old people running your operations, okay? Just please, you're going to get us all killed, okay? Please stop. And you know, all the former intelligence chiefs agree with me from Israel. The ADF told Trump don't do it. Why don't we lionize those smart people? I don't want to fight you. I'm not your enemy. But if you are like an 18-wheeler that wants to run me over, what am I supposed to do? You're making yourself the enemy. Stop it. And you're energizing the Muslims and all the other people that are envious and are idiots. But I'm not envious. Quite frankly, I'm smarter than you. And I'm telling you, stop what you're doing right now. Go back to this idiot.
Full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world the facts have accomplished very little. That's because anti-Semites already have access to all the facts. And they're not interested in the facts or truth. They have their own psychotic narrative that blames Jews for everything under the sun. The Gaza War, the Jews started it. The high cost of gas,
hit pause again. Israel founded Hamas. Netanyahu doubled the funding to Hamas. Israel stood down. Israel helped Turkey put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And the British and the U.S. do it too. We got evil in all our countries. But you continue to say, if people oppose evil, that we hate you because you're a Jew. No, we don't like you because you're trying to run our lives, buddy boy. Back to him.
Developed in a Jewish laboratory. Global warming is to Jews. You are wasting your breath to reason with them. You cannot educate an anti-Semite. Case in point, since the Gaza War ended, the demonstrations haven't gone away. They've only grown more violent.
Can pause again.
Only now.
Why are most of the groups funding the Muslims? Soros Jewish groups. You just can't help yourself. Just admit that the main opposition you're fighting is the Rothschild liberal arm of Judaism. And you flooded our borders with the Catholic Church, heavily involved with you as well, with the Jesuits. We know too much, pal. Don't you wag your finger at us about the universities and the communists and the Muslims when you're the one that brought them in here with your fetish to screw the West. Back to him.
They move from anti-Israel and pro-Hamas marches to targeting Jews, going to synagogues, kosher restaurants, or just walking down the street.
Why should Zionism be an idea and a goal that only Jews can embrace? I'm a goy, and I'm a Zionist.
Pause again, start over. This is their same conference. I'm a goy, which means I'm a cattle. I'm not a human. I'm profane. And that's a narrow view in Judaism. The point is that you're airing this on TV? I don't want to have a war and destroy you. You're doing it for yourself. You are your own problem. Start it over. Listen to this, Count Dracula Goy. Listen to this guy.
Why should Zionism be an idea and a goal that only Jews can embrace? I'm a goy, and I'm a Zionist, with all my heart, out of conviction, and with passion. First, we need a zero-tolerance policy towards open hatred of Jews. All anti-Semites, in word and deed, regardless of their origin, must be expelled wherever legally possible. British politician and Conservative Party leader Kayme Badenoch put it clearly and courageously, I quote, "Anything that's inciting violence against Jews has got to go," quote end. We need this statement and its consequences not only in Britain, but in every democratic country. Second, Europe should introduce preferential immigration and citizenship for Jewish families. In the US, approximately 7.7 million Jews live. That is 2.2% of the population. In the EU and the UK combined, it is roughly 1 million. That is 0.2% and 10 times less than in America. It is in Europe's own best interest to change that, and it is more than a gesture.
He calls for more open borders for
Muslims. If the idea of
Muslims,
a multicultural society is
we must
to
bring in
be
more
taken
Muslims
seriously,
who kill the Jews. Yes,
there is
yes,
an
I
urgent
love Jews.
Need
bring
for greater
Muslims.
Diversity in Europe. In a Europe where Christian and particularly Muslim influences increasingly grow. To put claims of tolerance to the test, it is important to make Jewish culture more visible. Europe must become more Jewish. Third, anti-Semitism on social media platforms must be consistently curbed. TikTok in particular is today one of the most dangerous propaganda machines for amplifying extremist content. Banned by censorship in China on an almost unchecked rise.
He certainly hasn't heard of the Streisand effect. All right, it's a total nightmare. And it's just going to get worse. Harrison Smith's about to take over. You guys are ridiculous. Harrison Smith is about to take over. Please support us. Please spread the articles and videos. Please remember they're Paul Revere's. And know tonight at midnight, our deal on bovine colostrum and the Shilajit gummies, so incredible. Both are buy one, get one free of the bovine colostrum or the Shilajit gummies. It ends tonight at midnight. Other big sales are about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You fund us. The products are amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $3 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, and so much more. But whatever you do, flood the zone with the link. Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. Follow us there. Harrison Smith takes over now.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at TheAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.